Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the feast of Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. It's the last Sunday in the church's year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola, in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today we are looking at a supreme leader, namely Jesus Christ. He is the King of the Universe. The universe is far more than this little earth that we inhabit. It's huge and for the most part unknown to us. We are grateful to have somebody in charge. Jesus Christ is for everyone. His territory is our hearts. He doesn't stand far away. He is there, closer to us than we are to ourselves, and he's knocking. He wants to be our king, not to rule us in a cruel or dictatorial way. He rules with love, consolation, mercy, and with open arms, hoping that we will let him in. And this is the kingdom that we are speaking about today, and Christ is the king of that kingdom. It is our foolishness and at our own cost if we do not invite him in. If we don't open the door and do things our way, we may sin and we enter a world without God. Without Jesus, the world for us is a disaster. So I suppose the question for us today is, who is Jesus for me? Do I want him? We know he's not to be found in pleasure seeking. He is not to be found in revenge, self-indulgence, which can be the acquiring of goods and properties that make us happy, we think. They are good, provided we use them unselfishly. My example of this is the beautiful image and a reality in Africa. When you ask a child to share their food with you, they offer it in their little hands to you without reservation. While we are not condemning living a good life, having comforts in life, free of hunger and insecurity, yet nothing in this world should come before Jesus Christ, our King. So who is Jesus for me? When you do good for others, and in so many ways we have this happiness which is far more lasting than the happiness we may get from self-indulgence. This is Jesus our King telling us and showing us what true happiness is. So therefore we know the happiness that is found in dying to ourselves to help others. Also in praying and worshipping God, in admiring his magnificent work in creation. For example, sunsets, forests, rivers, mountains, seas, and with the power of the waves of the sea, the wonder of the seasons, and the whole structure of our earth with its moon that helps us to experience the seasons every year. All these show the greatness of God. Now we won't deny that people can find ways of living very happily without believing in God. But without God, people are likely to grope and stumble as if walking in the dark. They may not know what to do. They may not know where they are going. Life is lived in the shadows of doubt and in the darkness of ignorance. In Jesus Christ, God has given us a light by which to live and by which to die. Without God, we are slaves to our fears, to our sins, and to our own helplessness. In Jesus Christ, there is liberation. This is the King of the universe, available to each and everyone in this world, no matter who they are, no matter what status a person has, no matter what we think about ourselves. All we have to do is open the door of our hearts. In practical terms, that means every morning turning to Jesus and inviting him into our lives. Try to remember to talk with the King, especially when there are problems, but also during the good times as well, and say, "Thank you, Lord." This is the greatest prayer you can offer him. As well as being our King and protector and leader, he has given us mercy, forgiveness, and liberation from the grip of Satan. And we can therefore become citizens of his kingdom. There are two sides in our lives as Christians. We must first believe the King is waiting to be invited inside our hearts and wants to be part of our every moment of our day and of our lives. The second side to our faith is when we become witnesses, spokespersons, because we believe people will know that we've got something special. Our lives will have changed, our personalities. We will have an aura about us that will attract people to ask, "What do you know that we don't know?" We witness with love, not condemnation or pointing fingers, so as to help all people that's coming into our presence in life to see and find out more about Christ our King. Through our prayers, our reading of the Bible and the Gospels and books that describe Jesus and that describe those who have gone before us, especially martyrs and saints who have been extraordinary in telling the world this great message, which is that God actually is among us and is with us. Jesus, the image of the invisible God, is with us. Look at Jesus. He shows us not only what God is, he also shows us what we are meant to be. We ought to open the doors of our hearts to him, for he is wanting to help us with the power of his love, to overcome all pain and adversity and evil that we may be encountering in our lives. In our present day, this line, and I quote, "In Christ, God was reconciling all things to himself," serves Pope Francis's Laudato Si message, which is the saving of our planet from destruction. All things of this earth are sacred and holy. This lays upon us humans the greatest obligation in the world. Loyalty to Christ may bring troubles here, but that is not the last word. The world may laugh contemptuously at the folly of the way of love, but the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man. The Christian hope is the confidence that it is better to stake one's life on Christ our King than to believe in the world. May God bless you and help you to regard Christ as your King, and also by your actions you may inspire others to follow Christ, who is King of the universe. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola, signing off now. Have a beautiful Sunday and a blessed week ahead.